MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Isaac Odendahl, strategist at Old Mutual Wealth Investment. Isaac, appreciate the early morning time. A great read that you had out, and it reminded me of what about 15 years ago, post the global financial crisis, the troubles in Europe, the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain. The whole worries around Greece defaulting, Spain, etc. They've survived, and in fact, even Greek bonds are looking better. But Spain really has more than survived. In many cases, Spain has thrived since what was a real financial crisis for them back around that 2008-2013.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, so I suppose the lesson is that, countries can bounce back from really difficult situations. You need a bit of luck, you need the right policies, and you also need just the passage of time, because often... Mm. You know, when you have debt problems, you know, those just need to be worked through. The case of Spain, you know, they had to fix the banks, recapitalize the banks before the banking system could support economic growth again. That took a few years. But yeah, at the moment, Spain is the best performing big economy in Europe. And Germany is the one that's struggling, which was a complete reverse from what we saw in the early 2010s.
Absolutely. I mean, Germany was Angela Merkel who kind of, you know, held it all together. Germany was at the heart of it, and they're now struggling. But I like your point around the banks, because if we think around South Africa, and I want to touch into some of the things Spain did that we could potentially do, we don't have a banking crisis. We have a growth crisis. In other words, we are perhaps a little bit ahead because our banks are well capitalized. We don't need to fix them first.
No, so in a sense, that's the good news and the bad news. The good news is our financial system is actually world class. Mm. Banks, asset management, you know, the whole and can really, really support economic growth. I think the problem is the financial system needs to see the opportunities to invest in. Today the real thing is around infrastructure projects and, you know, the whole debate around, you know, getting the so-called bankable projects right. Getting that pipeline ready. So the financial system is absolutely ready to support economic growth. The reason I say it's bad news that we don't have a crisis behind us is because, that kind of massive crisis can catalyze action. We saw some of it, right? So when we had the stage 6 load shedding, that was ultimately the trigger that caused government to really radically reform the electricity sector. So we saw that in the case of electricity and to extent with logistics. But there are other reforms that are slow going. I think you don't have the impetus behind them because the crisis is not big enough. Because the economy is kind of crawling along at about 1% at the moment. But ultimately, I mean, there are lessons we can take from what happened in Spain.
And one of them was they're sort of really going in on sort of green energy, renewable energy, to the point that they've become, you know, exporters of knowledge and exporters of power. And it's something which we are very well positioned to do. And we could even argue that we are in the early stages of that. We're going green. We've got rooftop solar on residential. We've got it in a lot of corporates, the mines, etc. We could do a lot more, though, and it creates economic activity, expertise and growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, unfortunately, we were actually doing quite well in the early 2010s with our renewable energy project. That was ultimately halted by Eskom and the whole state capture story. And now I think we've lost a lot of impetus. We've lost a bit of momentum there. But I think it's definitely picking up. And it is a massive growth industry. Of course, the big bottleneck at the moment is not so much the production of electricity, it's how you move it around.
Yeah.
So it's transmission. And again, you know, this is an area where there's lots of contestation within the electricity sector around, you know, setting up an independent transmission body. I think the president has taken a firm line that we must go ahead with separating this out from ESCOM. But it's slow going. But that in itself is also a massive investment opportunity. And I think, again, the financial system is, the banks, the pension funds and so on, very, very excited to be able to lend and invest into that build out of the transmission system, which is going to be thousands and thousands of kilometers of power lines.
Yeah, absolutely, and I take your point. There is some tension, it seems, with the electricity minister and the president and Eskom around that. You also mentioned immigration and how it comes with cons, and we've seen that very much locally as well. But it comes with pros for an economy at the same time. Spain used it to a benefit to a degree, as could we.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing in Europe, Spain, as well as the rest of Europe, is if you look at the aging profile, these countries need to make a choice around do we want to shrink or do we want to allow immigrants? And it's not for us to say what choice they should make, but ultimately that's the choice. And I think Spain has, because of its kind of colonial history, and it's perhaps more easily able to absorb, you know, Spanish-speaking immigrants from South America, for instance, than it is perhaps for Norway or Sweden to absorb immigrants, just by way of example. But those are the difficult choices that those countries face. But in the case of Spain, yeah, I mean, immigration has helped them grow the economy, grow their labor force, and but as in South Africa, it is not there is political noise around it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was a great read, and I think I take it back to the point I made up front and that you made. Countries can recover from devastating economic crises. Make it clear that's where we've been, and Spain shows us that there is a way out of it. We leave it there. Isaac Odendale, he's from Old Mutual Wealth Investment. He's a strategist. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.